This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio 1772. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world. On this edition, recorded May 7th, Antarctica, Brazil, Canada, Ecuador, Egypt, Ethiopia, France, Greece, Guam, India, International Vacuum, Japan, Korea North, Kurdistan, Liberia, Mexico, Mongolia, Nigeria, Oklahoma, Poland, Pridnestrovia, Puntland, São Tomé, Solomon Islands, Sudan South, Tibet, Uganda, USA, Uzbekistan, Vietnam, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. Antarctica's shortwave station, LRA 36, is still being reported. Seems to be better heard in Europe than in North America. 15476. Manuel Mendez in Spain heard it on April 29th from 2001 to 2020 UT. Radio Nacional Arcángel San Gabriel in Base Esperanza. However, the signal was quite weak. Aki Peterson in Denmark measured it 10 hertz below 15476. He heard it on April 17th, a Friday, as it's not on the air weekends, from 2003 to 2130 UT. With Spanish news, some Latin American songs, he complains of DRM interference, although there's nothing DRM scheduled anywhere in the area. It deteriorated after 2050 UT. But he did get a beautiful email QSL 2 days after sending his report to their new address, he says, which is simply lra36@hotmail.com. It seems that Bolivia's Radio Santa Cruz 6134.8 has lucked out, and so have its listeners, because the Brazilian has been missing from 6135, causing interference no more, at least for a while. Its absence was first reported by João Ricardo Bergamini, PY4TW, on the Rádio Escuta's list. This was on April 30th. Luiz Shaney Neto in São Paulo agrees it was missing the morning of Friday, May 1st, perhaps because of maintenance. And then we get the official word from the station. Tom Garden, also known as José Roberto, contacted the station and got this from Marcio Rogério Turrubia, Jr., technician at Rádio Aparecida. I summarize in translation about your question on 49 meters. Unfortunately, our antenna was hit by lightning, which caused catastrophic damage to the tuning unit, which cannot be repaired, only replaced. Therefore, the delay in re-establishing it. Of course, Aparecida has some other shortwave frequencies on 31 and 25 and maybe 60 meters. When the storm noise level permits, I enjoy hearing the Canadian coastal weather stations on the 2 megahertz band, such as May 1st at 0151 on 2749 USV. There was marine weather by a woman in English, and a minute later she switched to French, mentioning Nova Scotia, and off around 0201. According to Bill Hepburn's DXinfoCenter.com listing of such transmissions, I was hearing VAR3, which serves the Bay of Fundy area of Nova Scotia. It's scheduled to start its broadcast at 40 minutes past 01, 10, 16, and 20 UT. And a different transmission at 1240 UT, each of them in English and French. He doesn't give any exact location for the station, that is, no city, but he does give the coordinates, which I checked out and put it in or near Yarmouth at the southwestern end of Nova Scotia. Frequency 2749 is shared with three other stations, the next one being Halifax VCS2, starting at 0240. It is only in English. There is another frequency further up, 2598 USB, for stations in Newfoundland and Labrador, which I've heard previously, but nothing lately. It's always fun to monitor Radio Cairo around 01 to 02 UT, because they have different technical problems with each frequency. Three frequencies are on in Spanish and one in Arabic, and at 02, one of them is supposed to stay on in English, 9315. However, on May 1st, after 0200, one of the Spanish frequencies was still on the air, 12070, and at that hour, it too was in English, parallel to 9315. The only problem is 12070 is extremely distorted. The previous English sesquihour for North America starts at 23 UT on 9965. Marty Delphine in Madrid, Spain says, there was a slight hum, but better modulation for this English service at 2337 UT, May 5th, with the political commentary. The female announcer with a fluctuating voice was asking for listener reports from North America. Looks like there's been some slight improvement with the transmission. He says a good signal here in Madrid. Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria noticed there was no signal from one of the many clandestines for Ethiopia, Sagali Radio Risalati, May 1st. It had been scheduled Fridays only in Oromo at 18:30 to 19 via France on 15165. However, Kai Ludwig found a notice on the station's Facebook that they had just moved to 21620. I've received a notice from Small Planet in Greece about a film called The Lost Signal of Democracy. It documents one of the most crucial occurrences of the economic crisis in Greece, the unheard-of shutdown of the national public broadcaster ERT in 2013 by the previous Greek government. They say it was an autocratic and undemocratic decision that reminded Greeks of the dark period of the dictatorship. 2 years later, The Lost Signal of Democracy is timelier than ever. You may be able to watch it or find out how to order a DVD of it if you go to thelostsignal.smallplanet.gr. And their publicity continues. Within 5 hours, on the evening of June 11, 2013, the Greek Prime Minister Antonis Samaras turned off the switches of the national public broadcaster ERT, thus violently and suddenly leaving all Greeks with a blank screen. It was an unprecedented event in the democratic world, which shocked Greek citizens and caused a fierce international outrage. 23 months later, the newly elected government, led by Alexis Tsipras, decides to reopen ERT and to reemploy all of its staff by putting an end to injustice, as declared by government officials. The new ERT will start broadcasting on the 11th of May. Of course, they're always talking about television, but that date may also be relevant to radio, even shortwave. So keep an ear on the very sporadic ERT shortwave frequencies, some of which have been inactive for many months, but I'll mention them all. 7450, 7475, 9420, 9935, 11645, 15630, and 15650. Last week, we reported a new one-hour broadcast from KTWR Guam for Nepal about the earthquake. This led Kai Ludwig to express this opinion after reading about it on the TWR.Asia website. They're asking for a gift to bring the hope of Jesus to the people of Nepal. And he says, in particular, to the 80% Hindus, 9% Buddhists, 4% Muslims, one must assume, rather than the 1.4% of Christians, according to numbers from the Foreign Office of Germany. The English programming I hear, in snippets Ivo Ivanov posted from the special transmission, are merely generic preaching, not appearing to specifically address the target audience at all. Do they really believe that such self-referential stuff can convert a Hindu or Buddhist or Muslim to the religion they promote? Meanwhile, that broadcast, which I assume is temporary, no telling how much longer it will last, has shifted 15 minutes later. It was starting at 13:45 UT on 15280, but since May 1st, it's at 14 to 15 UT in Nepali and English, says Ivo Ivanov. And also heard by Harold Sellers in British Columbia on May 2nd, opening at 13:59. Time pips on the hour, but it was too weak to understand. Christian Voice used to operate on shortwave from Zambia and notably Chile, but decided it was no longer worth it. And now it seems they're giving up their final shortwave service, which has been via rented transmitters in Uzbekistan, that is CVC The Voice Asia, mainly in Hindi. Ivo Ivanov said he was not hearing the scheduled broadcasts in the A15 season, but later on it appears they are still on the schedule, 11 to 14 on 9670 and 14 to 17 UT on 6260. According to the WRTH update of May 1st, CVC The Voice Asia is planning to stop broadcasts in mid-May. Although it happened 3 months ago, we've just found out that WRN broadcast has been absorbed by Babcock. There wasn't much publicity about it, but searching the web, we found that on 9 February, WRN broadcast was acquired by Babcock International Group PLC, an FTSE 100 company and the UK's leading engineering support services organization. Best known to us, of course, for owning, running, or managing many shortwave sites around the world, not only those carrying the BBC. There was a press release about this from Kingston Smith W1 Corporate Finance, which was lead financial and tax advisor to the shareholders of WRNB. Commenting on the transaction, WRNB's former chairman, Tim Ashburner, said, "We've been working closely with Babcock for many years, since the days of the original BBC control room. Babcock's size and diversity and WRNB's innovation and knowledge will provide a formidable product, offering and service to the industry. We are delighted to have made this happen." Alan Earl in England says, at 19 to 20 UT, the Voice of Korea is heard broadcasting in English and Spanish. They appear to have the exact same programming, the same songs being played at virtually the same time. Rather late in the hour, I realized they also had German during that hour, and sure enough, the same songs were being heard in all three languages. English on 11635, German on 12015 and 15245, and Spanish on 9425 and 13760, which are somewhat at variance with schedules. I replied, "I suspect several international shortwave stations likewise match content of different language services, less obviously, but such regimentation is de rigueur en Corée du Nord. In fact, I believe it was Radio Japan that I once caught this way, simultaneously in English and Spanish." Then Tony Ashar on West Java provides another example of the same songs being played at virtually the same time from North Korea, on two different language services, heard April 28, 13 to 14 UT, English on 13760, 9435, 11710, and 15245, and the Chinese service on 11735 and 13650. Ron Howard in California reports another periodic frequency jump by Seabreeze, JSR in Japan, or Shiokaze, for their 1330 to 1430 UT broadcast. As of Wednesday, April 29th, on 5985, Japanese that day of the week, fairly good with no jamming yet, replacing 6020, which was still being jammed, and that blocked reception of VOV4 service from Vietnam. The new frequency now blocks reception of Myanmar during that hour. No het, as for some time that has been on exactly 5985. Myanmar's old off-frequency transmitter is not heard in a long time. As for Seabreeze on reactivated 5985, we expect it to continue in English only on Thursdays. Via internet, satellite, medium, ultra-short, and shortwave, This is World of Radio 1772. Our website provides a lot more information, worldofradio.com. Both Ed and this program are non-commercial, depending on voluntary financial support. Our thanks this week to William Arcand, W1WRA, who sent a contribution via PayPal to WORADIO@yahoo.com. One may also contribute by check or money order in U.S. funds to P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702. Manuel Mendez in Spain heard two cooperating missionary stations on 6050 within half an hour of each other. On May 3rd, HCJB Ecuador signed off at 0500. And ELWA Liberia came on at 0527, both on 6050. In the Mayor Tip Sheet, Gary Vance in Michigan says a station was playing All Hail Liberia Hail at midnight UT on 6050 and signing off, so we assume that is probably ELWA. By that time, HCJB may already be on the same frequency, which it has to itself between midnight and 05. You could not pay me to watch a boxing match, but I gather some who paid big money to see it pay-per-view were somewhat dissatisfied with the way the match went. Furthermore, Stephen Wiseblood in the Rio Grande Valley next to Mexico says the fight was to be broadcast live from Mexico on Televisa Channel 2 network, and he could see it on Channel 17 in Matamoros. No need to watch the fight on pay-per-view if you can get Televisa out of Mexico. As we mentioned before, the Voice of Mongolia was changing a frequency as of May 1st from 12085 to Void Radio Australia to 12,000 kilohertz. Unfortunately, now it's colliding with at least two other stations. First, we have a report from José Ronaldo Xavier in Brazil. On May 2nd, he was hearing Voice of Mongolia going from Chinese to Japanese at 10:30 UT, and he mentions no interference at all. However, using a remote unit in Novosibirsk, Ivo Ivanov says there was bad, strong co-channel interference between PBS Zhejiang Tibet and Voice of Mongolia in English at 09 on 12,000, both newly on this frequency. It seems that Tibet made a lot of frequency changes as of April 25th, going from lower to higher bands for the summer, as monitored by Ivo Ivanov. I won't give all the details, but mention some of the changes. 9580 replaced by 11935. 7385 during other hours also moved to 11935. 9500 is yet another replacement for 7385. 6110 went up to 9590 or 13710. 4920 and 6025 have been deleted, and 6200 is the one replaced by 12,000 kilohertz all the way from 2055 to 1805 UT in Tibetan. Furthermore, Voice of Vietnam has used 12,000 for a long time for its alternating Chinese and Russian services between 11 and 1330 UT. I've heard that recently, and it was at least 1 kilohertz high. So a big mess on 12,000. Commies versus no longer commies. No two sources can possibly agree on the schedule of Voice of Nigeria, because it's always changing. You never know which frequency they'll be using for which language and which service from one day to the next. On May 5th, and again May 7th, I was hearing 7255 on the air around 06 UT, apparently in Hausa, something that has not been on the schedules. And on May 7th, it was also heard on 9689.9 in parallel for at least half an hour. Ivo Ivanov says a third transmitter on that particular date was still on the air in English at 06 UT on 15120, but with the usual terrible modulation. It's quite unusual for three transmitters to be running at once from Voice of Nigeria, even though they supposedly have six of them, 250 kilowatts, three at each of their shortwave transmitter sites. We have a very strange situation concerning the 1120 kilohertz station in the Tulsa, Oklahoma market. It's on again, off again, but lately has been functional part of the time, calling itself La Picura, with syndicated Spanish programming out of Los Angeles. The FCC insists the call sign for it is KETU and has been since 2012. However, I finally was able to hear a legal call letter ID from the station as KEOR, AM 1120, Catoosa, Oklahoma. That's its previous call sign, which we had assumed was legally changed to KETU. But if so, the station itself doesn't know about it. Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria reports Polish radio is again on shortwave via the 1 kilowatt transmitter in Kahl, Germany. 3 weekly half hours in German on Sundays at 1530 on 7310, at 1630 on 6005, and at 1930 on 3985. Well, it may be Polish radio, but it's not the Polish radio, Kai Ludwig explains. This has nothing to do with Polski Radio, which closed its German and Hebrew services effective last July. What makes this move particularly remarkable is that the foreign service of Polski Radio now aims at audiences in Poland itself as well, with rather intensely marketed DAB transmissions. Former members of the closed German editorial team have instead set up a private foundation, stating that in their opinion there should be a German language portal about Poland, made by Poles in Poland itself. And this includes a weekly audio production. You can find it via www.radiodienst.pl. I was pleased to receive this unexpected email from the engineer at the radio center Grigoriopol Pridnestrovia about their broadcast of Dinga Kurdistan on 11510. Dear Glenn Hauser, we, the Radio Center Grigoriopol, work on 11510 kilohertz from 8 till 16 Moscow time, that is 05 to 13 UT, azimuth of 130 degrees, modulation of 95 to 97%, power 300 kilowatts. We try to work perfectly well to keep in so heavy time of the customer. Thank you for good reviews of our work. Yours faithfully, Kayman, K-A-Y-M-A-N, the engineer, although his email moniker was Sonia Enigma. More about the new shortwave station in the sort of autonomous region of Somalia called Puntland, which we reported last week on 13800, Radio Puntland 1. It was heard on April 27th and 28th, but no reports of it for the next few days. It came back on May 2nd. I was hearing a very weak signal at 1306 UT. Seemingly with Somali or Quran programming rather than the ID loops in English, Italian, and Somali which were initially being broadcast. Since then, it has also been heard most days by someone, but not every day. For example, on May 7th, I could not hear it when I checked around 13 UT. Seichi Hasegawa in Japan has been keeping track of whether it was heard every day and during what hours, so how long is it on the air? On April 27th, it went off at 1820 UT. On May 2nd, at 1309. On May 5th, at 1714. Neil Kazaros in Chicago got congratulations from all over after he reported hearing the Voice of America San Tome relay on medium wave 1530. May 2nd, with the Yankee Doodle sign-on just before 0300 UT. He has a very specialized antenna of his own design called the DCAS array, steered east-northeast, and was able to hear it despite WCKY in Cincinnati. Solomon Islands has been making it to North America on 5020 in the NASA flash sheet Bob Rossell in Wisconsin, reports it April 28th at 11:02 with local island news and a full ID at 11:07. Fairly good with slightly muffled audio. And then also reported by editor Mark Taylor of the Nassau Flash Sheet, also in Wisconsin, presumed May 2nd at 11:08. Talking about development in Southeast Asia, it was again in English, but increasing interference from Cuba on 5025. In British Columbia, Harold Sellers tells us he heard SIBC May 2nd at 11:41 in Pidgin with pop music and country music, a Radio Happy Isles ID, and a Christian devotional at 11:57, an anthem, and closing down at 12:01. Radio Miraya FM, the service from and back to South Sudan, is fun to listen to on 11560. Ken Zicki reports to the Mayor Tip Sheet on April 25th. They were mixing English and Arabic, bouncing back and forth with call-ins and a discussion about rape of young girls and other unchristian things. This was between 0415 and 0510 UT. However, something completely different occurred on May 1st when Wolfgang Büchel was hearing a broadcast in French during that hour. Jean-Michel Aubier confirms it was Radio France International. Apparently the wrong program feed had been put on that frequency. So was it via Issoudun France, or as previously thought, perhaps via Pridnestrovia? The actual transmitter side of this has been a subject of dispute. Dunamis shortwave in Mukono, Uganda, had been silent or irregular for quite some time. But Jari Savolainen in Finland reports it heard May 5th at 18 UT with gospel songs on 4750. Later, also religious programming in English. He could not get an ID, but a fellow DXer in Finland, Jari Leitinen, managed to hear the ID. It signed off at 1909. Horacio Negro in Uruguay, Charles Harlich, and Mike Terry all draw our attention to a petition for a stamp to honor Willis Conover. That is a U.S. postage stamp. You can sign up, if you like, at www.thepetitionsite.com. WRMI has canceled one of our World of Radio broadcasts, UT Thursdays at 0330. However, we're still on their schedule for three times in our mornings and three times in our afternoons. On 9955, Tuesdays at 11 UT, Wednesdays at 13:15, and Thursdays at 11:30. Also, on 15770 and perhaps 7570, Thursdays at 21, Fridays at 21:30, and Sundays at 21 UT. And also Sundays at 23 on 11580. What about Global 24? As of May 2nd, no longer heard on WRMI at all, 11825 or 5850. However, finally on their Facebook page, April 30th, G24 said, "We expect to post an updated schedule soon." The propagation outlook from Boulder: minor G1 storm periods expected May 12th to 15th and 17th to 20th. And Canisius peaking at 25 and 5 on May 12th, 20 and 5 on May 18th. Solar flux peaking at 140 on May 12th and 13th, down to 110 by May 24th. Glenn Hauser concluding World of Radio, 1772.